bless you all this morning. Hope everybody's awake. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I am honored to be back in the seat this morning and excited to share this Sunday school lesson by the grace of the Lord. Jubilee. As you can see, financial is off of there. So we're moving on. Amen. But I certainly hope Financial Jubilee has been a blessing to you all. And let's go to a word of prayer as we get started. Precious Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Father, we can gather in your name this morning. Lord, we just invite you, Father, to come down and have control. Lord, bless your people. Lord God, just bless this Sunday school lesson. Lord, may it be encouraging. Lord, may it be real. May it be able to be applied, Lord, in the practical ways in our life, Father. Lord, we appreciate you. We thank you, Lord. Just bless me, Lord, and allow me to get myself out of the way, Lord, and share this lesson. We appreciate you, we love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, Financial Jubilee, it continues to be a blessing to me, as I said, in my life, applying it in my life, and, of course, encouraging my kids and challenging them as well. And I've heard a lot of testimonies from the church. A lot of testimonies of people paying off debts, God blessing with inheritance and different things that allowed people to move ahead. And I thank the Lord for that. I've heard of challenges, heard of setbacks. I heard of, this is about my last time. So I have heard it all. And that's okay. You know, we're here to encourage one another. You know, but the Financial Jubilee, it's a pattern. That's what it is, a pattern for our freedom in all areas of our life. You know, and I stand here by the grace of the Lord, just finances. I told you about my experience and God helped me, but it's many other areas. And we're going to talk about some of those areas that God is continuing to help me. It's been his grace that has sustained me, and I'm sure each one of you. I think of the story of Peter walking on water, and I heard someone actually giving a testimony about it. And they said, often when Peter walked on the water, you'll hear two sides. You'll hear about his initiative and taking that faith and him stepping out in the water. And you also hear about him getting distracted and starting to drown. But sometimes people don't mention that Jesus stepped forward and saved him, kept him from drowning. And that's the main thing. If it wasn't for the grace of the Lord, I know I would not have been able to make it. I would have drowned in the circumstances of life. But he is the one that stepped in and kept me from drowning. So it's his grace. And I know it's the same for each and every one of you. So Jubilee, the wisdom to be free. As we look at Jubilee and the we hear things. We know our prophets preach the message here, recognizing and acting. But I think all of that is what brings it together. And we'll talk a little bit more about it because wisdom is about applying it. Absolutely applying what you hear in your life. So what? When the trumpet sounded, every man could go free if he wanted to go free. And that's why I love Jubilee, because it is a trumpet. It's a sounding. It's something. It's telling us something. We could go free if we want to go free. Amen. Why is it important to go free? Because as we're free, we learn to manage these things in our life. Money is just an example. If you've been faithful, if you've not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. And that is about stewardship. Our whole journey of freedom is about being stewards of what we've been given on this life's journey. To manage it well so we can learn to manage more responsibilities. And that's what God in his word is about. He's trying to bring us more responsibilities, true riches that we can manage. And this is a special time. This is a special age where God has given us everything. He's given us all of the knowledge that we need. He's given us everything. How? The problem comes down to this practical side of it. How are we going to use all that we've got? We have to train. We have to fight. We have to learn how to apply all of this stuff that we're getting. So when we're coming to the house of God and we're hearing, we're going to hear knowledge, we're going to hear words, we're going to hear God's will, but we have to walk out here and learn how to apply it. And Financial Jubilee, again, that's just a pattern that's showing us. And I love it, and it's special to me because, again, I teach my children. I try to hold them because I want them to see. I want them to see the blessing in being a financial steward. And if they can see that pattern, then I think it's the same pattern they can apply to every area of their life. And I thank God for my children. They have both, my son and daughter. That's a small testimony on their side. They've worked hard. They all have jobs, and they've saved their money, and they were able to buy a car without loans. So I thank God for that. And that's what it's about. It's about being practical. I want them to see it. I want them to experience. So much for me, I can say it, but when they start seeing it, then it makes all that difference. And Anna, she is a savior, by the way. That girl can save some money. My goodness. She is a saver. Dad, put this in the put. I'm like, okay. It's going to still be there. But she saves really well, and it starts out small. She thinks, well, I'm not even making anything. But she keeps putting a little bit away. And after a while, it's like, my goodness, wow. And she's seeing for herself. And that's the same thing we want with God's word. All of these things that we're talking about in God's word, we want it to be real for all ages. I don't care how small you are, because God is giving us something for all of us to apply it in our lives. But we have to train. We have to fight. Financial Jubilee 10 and 11, you could certainly go back, but that was talking about fighting and the fighting words and Joshua, how God told Joshua, you have to be brave, you got to be courageous, and that's what we need in this day and time. We have to fight, we got to be courageous, we have to be brave. All those things are necessary in this hour for us to be effective stewards. God's part in all of this, and as we get into wisdom, you're going to see it's always about God's part and our part. God is always faithful with his part. He's always prepared. He's always on time. He's already got it covered. It's our part that's the problem. God's part. Here's this quote. It says, we are free from sin. We are free from shackles. We are free from habits. We are free from smoking, drinking, carousing, because the Son of God has raised from the grave and has broke every fetter. All condemnation is gone. The debt has been paid. The penalty is paid. The sins are washed away, and we are free. Oh, we are free people. Praise the Lord Jesus. We are free. Amen. That's in all areas of our life. Right. We are free people. That's what he has done. He has broke every fetter. Yeah. Right. This is his truth. This is what he's done. He set us free. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. But again, it has to be real. Amen. See, I can say we're financially free, but are you? Are you free in your marriage? Are you free in your relationships? Are you free in your family situation? Are you truly free? Well, that's the part. And I think it's a very thin line, I would say, even as we preach and as people share the word and as you hear, that our ears often will hear what God has done. We'll hear his part, him setting us free. And we might even claim that. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's our part that we have to do to match it. Right. And remember, that's what he's coming in this day and time. He's coming so that that bride would match him when he comes back. So that's the whole thing that we're doing. We're trying to get our part right. He's given us all of the provisions. He's given us everything that we need on this journey to reach it. That's it. God's part. Our part. Prophet said, and I'd say, come on, you got something to do too. God just don't poke things down your neck. You've got to believe it. You've got to do some fighting. That's what we have to do. That is the hard part. That's the hard part. It is so hard that, and I'm going to tell you, that's why you have people who have walked away from the message, because they hear God's part and they look at lives, they look at their own lives, and it's like, well, it's not matching up. So it gets confusing. Our kids get confused. Our families get confused because we have a great message that we're proclaiming. We're totally free, as you just read in that quote before, but our lives are not matching all the way. Right. Now, we know by faith, we know we're on a journey. And we're going to get there by his grace. But it should be something practical in our lives that people can see. Yes. Our kids can see, our families can see, your wife can see, your husband can see that we're on a journey. And that's the fight. We have to fight our way through. We have to do some fighting. Clean your lives up. Pay your debts. Owe no man. Jesus said, get all your things off your hands. Get everything right. Make ready. Get ready. Remember, in the name of the Lord, something is fixing to happen. Amen. That is the Jubilee cry to me. It's God has done his part. Now let's do our part. Let's clean up our lives. Let's get everything ready. Let's make ready. Let's get ourselves ready because something is fixing to happen. Amen. This has been since the 65, this quote. So every day, everything we should be doing is putting things in place to make ourselves ready. Amen. That's our part. Make ready. Colossians 1, I want you to focus on this quote because to me, this says a whole lot. And we're going to take our time and just read it through some of the verses. Colossians 1, verse 2, it says, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae. So he's speaking to saints and faithful brethren. Praise the Lord. I can say that here in this group. Saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. That's who he's speaking to. He said, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all saints. My, they got faith in Christ. They have love for one another. Praise the Lord. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which has come unto you as it is in all the world and bringeth forth fruit as it does also in you. So they're bringing forth fruit. Praise the Lord. Since the day you heard of it and knew of the grace of God in truth. Praise God. We see faith. We see love. We see fruits being produced in this church. Praise the Lord. For this cause. Now, this is where it's going, okay, let's take a step back. For this cause, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you. It almost seemed like Paul would say, y'all pray for me. Y'all got love, faith, you got fruits, pray for me. Paul said, no, I'm praying for you. I do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. He's saying you need something. You need something practical here. You need the knowledge of his will. You need wisdom and you need spiritual understanding that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. Praise the Lord. We need that. We need that knowledge of his will. We need his wisdom and we need spiritual understanding. Praise the Lord Jesus. So that's what God is bringing out in this scripture of word, letting us know we can have love. We can be faithful. We can have fruits, but we need more. And I truly believe that's what we need in this hour. Our part is to get it and apply it. As we look at knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, knowledge is what God wants. It's the facts and the information from God. We have his word. Many people have his word. We have the facts. We have the information. What does God want? Wisdom is applying what he wants. Applying what he wants. I term it, it's the skillful and the practical application of God's will in your life.
Right.
That's a mouthful. It's the skillful and practical application of God's will in your life. That's what wisdom is about. And understanding is why he wants it. Why does he want it? All three of those go hand in hand. It's a threefold cord that's powerful. Knowledge, for example, if I were to say the church is on fire. Now, some of you can say, well, God, thank you, Brother John. God bless you. That's real wonderful. I appreciate you sharing that message with me, Brother John. That was wonderful. I said, Lord, the church is on fire. Well, we appreciate that. That was good. You know, I hear you. Well, that's what we do when the knowledge of the word comes forth. We're hearing a word. We're hearing the truth in this day and hour. But wisdom is, what are you doing about it? In the fire situation, as some of you might say, well, where's the fire extinguisher? Some of you might say, I'm getting up out of here. Some of you may say, I'm going to call 911. Okay? So the wisdom is, what is God's will for you with the word that he's giving to you? How are you going to practically apply it in your life? And then understand it. So I'm getting out of here because I want to save my life. I understand why I need to move, or I need to help someone, or I want to make sure the kids are out. I want to make sure I'm understanding because I'm trying to save a life. That's the understanding would be behind it. And we want all of those things when it comes down to the word. But what I'm focusing on here is the wisdom side, the applying what we're hearing, applying it, because God has a purpose in it. See, when I started applying Financial Jubilee, I didn't know in my own life that it was going to go so far as I could see the pattern and I could see the need. As my father has gotten older and he's not the man that he can't work like how he used to, and finances and many other things that I didn't even think about has been very necessary. And I thank God that he helped me to be free in that area, that I can be a better help to my family. Amen. And help them on their journey. And show that pattern to my kids, and even share this Jubilee message because of what God did with this small thing. So he's given me more understanding of it, of the importance. And that comes together to make it a very powerful pattern that we can apply in all the areas of our life. Amen. Amen. So when we're dealing with wisdom, it's applying what he wants. It's the skillful, practical application. It's about the choices that we're going to make, the life choices, the actual application of it. Proverbs 2:6, it says, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. It's the Lord that gives wisdom. Amen. His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He gives us all of these things. Wisdom, again, is the practical application. So as we ask the Lord for wisdom, he's going to give you experiences. Right. He's going to give you experiences so you can apply the knowledge that he's given. He has no problem giving you that. Right. The issue, are we recognizing it, that he's the one that's giving it to us? Amen. Okay, so we can apply what we're learning. Amen. Amen. Some wisdom keys. I'm going to share a couple of wisdom keys as we look at this word, as we look at what God has delivered to us. And again, as you hear this, what you want to look is the practical application, wisdom key. Number one, it says life is a love story. That's what it is. If you were going to the word, and our message is telling us life is a love story, it's God's part and his bride. That's what it's all about. Okay? So you just think of a bride. That's the part that we would play. Now, God's part is to express himself. Supply your needs now and for eternity. That's God's part in this, to express himself, to express his desires to you. So you know, Lord, this is what God is saying to us in his word. This is what I want you to do. This is how I want you to work through this situation. This is how I want you to live. Okay, and he came down, we know. He came down expressing himself through Jesus Christ. In Colossians, it actually says, Jesus is the wisdom of God. Jesus is the power and the wisdom. So you can see how Jesus is the practical application of God. Right. Amen. Amen. That's wisdom. And he's expressing himself. He's supplying all of our needs now and through eternity. Our part is to get ready, stay ready, keep the armor of God, and fight to do life God's way. Give him the preeminence, first place. That's our part. Get ready, stay ready. Many people start out, but it's how we finish. So we have to stay ready. We have to keep the whole armor of God on, and we have to fight to do life God's way. He needs to have the preeminence, first place in every area of our life.
Amen.
Wisdom key, it's about you. His will in your life. Seek out your own salvation. It's his will in your life. The church is on fire. What part do you play? Amen. Get the kids. Get those who are elder. Get that door open. Get out. Get out of the way. I hope it's not just a sit there. So it's about you. What's God will for me and my life? This is very important, especially, and I've experienced this as our kids have gotten older and life challenges, again, the tests and trials that God allows you to go through, the experiences that he gives you so you can apply it practically. I've learned to see that wow, I can't get caught up maybe in how my children are feeling, how my wife's feeling. I got to keep my own joy. I got to keep doing what God wants me to do. If I don't, what hope do they have?
Right.
And that's not easy. It's not easy, especially when you want everybody to be happy. We want everybody to be happy, joyful, and enjoy the blessings. But we got a powerful enemy that's pulling in the other direction. So we have to be equipped and realize that we have to seek our own. Not what the pastor does, not what the deacon does, not what this sister or this brother does, not what my parents, not what my kids. It's me and the Lord. Lord, what do you want me to do with this word that you're giving me? And I have to seek out my own salvation with fear and trembling.
Amen.
Wisdom key, number 5, fight and manage. So when we're talking about fighting and managing, what is it all about? It's the factors of life. We want to manage the factors of life God's way. See, finances is just one. But you got faith. I like to call these the F's. Faith, family, fitness, finances, friends, future, fun. All of those things. That's a lot to manage. But we have to manage these factors of life God's way. Amen. These are all the elements and conditions that influence our life. That's what they're all about. That's what it's reflecting here. You say, well, fun, huh? Yeah. By God's grace, we had the marriage banquet. Yes. Fun is part of it. And see, that's what we have to be able to show our children. It's fun to serve the Lord.
Amen.
You know, fun, when I'm talking about fun, I'm talking about joy, rejoicing in the Lord, being happy people.
Amen.
Being happy people. Our prophet said we should be the happiest people on the earth.
Right.
But are we showing that? My goodness, are we showing that? I have been on a journey to have fun. I'm telling you. You know, it is serious. But fun is serious when it's in the right way. You know, to smile with your bride, to be happy in your relationship, to show your kids that we do have fun. We do things that we laugh, we have fun, we smile. I try to be more loose. I'm telling you. You know, I am trying. Because it's important, okay? Because we want to show that joy. Paul in Philippians, which is one of my favorite chapters, he says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Make sure you are rejoicing, that you're having a good time in the Lord.
Amen.
He said, let your moderation be known. The Lord is at hand. He's with us. He's with me, kids. I have nothing to worry about. Parents, dad, sad people, I am happy in the Lord.
Amen.
Do you know he supplies all of my needs? Amen. And he's faithful with his part. And I know if I'm faithful with his part, I see it. That's what gives me the rejoicing aspect of it. I will never forget our prophet saying, and I tell my wife this all the time, that the prophet said the man went fishing and he came back. He had the fish in his hand. And he's like, Brother Brenham, I know God loves me. Look at all these fishes he's given me. Amen. Well, that's what I do. I said, Lord, I might not fish, but Lord, you've given me a lot to manage. Praise God. You've given me a lot to manage, and I thank you for it. You've given me wonderful children. You've given me a beautiful wife. You've given me a home. You've given me all of these things, Lord, to manage. So I thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Lord, you're supplying all my needs. And these practical things, we may say they're, oh, well, that's not a miracle. No, it's a miracle. It's a miracle that we're still standing in this day and hour. Praise God.
Amen.
And as we're faithful with these smaller things, we will see him in the larger things.
Right.
Amen. But let your children, let your family see these miracles that he's doing. They may seem like, oh, well, no, that's what the world wants you to think. Well, God is in it. You worked hard. You're the one that did this. You're the one that saved. No, it's God that allowed that to happen.
Right.
It's God that allowed that to happen.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And I always tell her she's been paying her tithes faithfully. She's been working. Now, we have experiences. And, you know, one of the experiences that we had, now, I hope she's not embarrassed by this, but her car, unfortunately, she had a small accident. in her car. But this is where I want to tell you the grace of the Lord in it. We talked about it. We said, okay, here's the type of insurances that you can have. You can have full coverage, or you can have just liability. And we talked about it, and she said, you know what? I think I want full coverage. I said, well, okay, let's do it. Let's do full coverage. Thank the Lord we did it. Amen. But I told her, hey, so you're paying your tithes. Look how God can bless you. Okay? He can bless you while you're paying. You didn't get hurt, and you're able to get your car restored. Think about it. So you think you can get ahead on God by not paying your tithes? Huh? That could have been messed up, all of your hard work and everything. But God is watching out when we do things God's way. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So these are the factors of life: faith, family, fitness, finances, friends, future, fun. Yes, so when we talk about your future, it's life. You're going to get older. It's being a steward of all of those things. You know, I just found out yesterday the best person to take care of you when you're older. Yes, we thought it was the Lord. He's certainly there. He's taking care of you all through. But the best person to take care of you when you're older is the younger you. It's you right now. I said, Lord, help me. Yes. The younger you, take care of your older self now. Start saving. Fitness. It's not just your fitness, but your mental health. Amen. Brother Brenham, he doesn't say mental health, but he says mental condition. That was a term back then. Google, see what he says. Don't Google. Look at the table. You'll see him say mental condition. He said God can restore a sane mind. And this is the hour that Satan is doing everything to mess our mental conditions up. So fitness is very important. It's not just exercising, and it's having the right mental mind in this hour. And that only comes from Jesus Christ and applying his word in your situation practically. Practically. Of course, family, we got all the family relationships. We know that. Faith, and we know faith. We know in this hour it's building to that perfection. That's the next wisdom key. There's more required of the bride in this age. Faith is the beginning. We have to come to perfection in this hour. It's required for us. So you can see in this day, it's everything because God has given us everything. It's not the early stages of faith. It's the end where we have to come. It is now required. So in all of these areas, God wants us to be overcomers. Overcome. Understand what the will of God is. Next wisdom key is full obedience in the bride entitles her to him. His token, being fully obedient, entitles her to him. You know, I think of the Lord, and he is, of course, he's here in his word, he's here in his Holy Spirit, but the literal body of Christ, our bridegroom, he's not here. And I said, wow, I was thinking about this. I said, he is such a man. My, he's so mature. He's gone to prepare us a kingdom. And he's left us a love letter. He's left us the word to tell us how to live. To tell us everything that we need to do while he's away. And he's eager to come back just as much as we are to get to him. But he has to do what he has to do. Okay? And in the message, Future Home, Brother Brenham said he's preparing that kingdom right now for his bride. So he's over there working. He's over there getting it all ready for us. And our job on this life's journey, he knows it's going to take our life, this entire journey. Because he knows what eternity is. So it's not a problem for him, just like if we would take our little kid to kindergarten and the baby and the young man or young girl, they're crying because they're going to be away from you for 5 hours, half day, you know, and they're like, no, no, it's the end. It's like, oh, it's going to be okay. And some of the parents will sit in the classroom and try to just, I got to get this boy going. You got to grow up, son. You know, but they're like, oh, no, please, no. You heard parents taking the kids back home and trying to do it 2 and 3 days. Some of the kids are ready. They're bye-bye. But ultimately, to a mature parent, you realize the kid is going to cry. You know what? But 2 or 3 days, they're going to be okay. And then they're going to be home. And that's how God feels. He knows it's going to take our life. He knows it's going to take our entire life. For us to master these things, to become stewards of all of these things in our life, but we're going to eternity. So for him, it's okay. It's going to be some tears. We understand. But in the end, he's going to come back to receive us, and we will be with him for eternity. Praise the Lord. The bride has to mature to be just like her husband. When they unite, they will be one and go home. That's the journey that we're on, trying to master all these things. I have the musician come. My, it's just so much around this to share, but that is the key to it all. Last quote says, godly wisdom, the skillful and practical application of God's will in your life. Proverbs 3:7 says this. It says, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom, remember what wisdom is the principal thing. It's the main thing. It's what we have to do practically. We got to apply what we're hearing. We got to do it. If you're hearing the word today and we're going to hear the word come forth today, you should be thinking, Lord, what are you telling me to do? Is it pray more? Is it read more? Is it to reach out to someone? Is it talk? Lord, what do I do practically? Because, Lord, I have to apply what I'm hearing. The church is on fire. It's not sitting still. It's moving ahead in the Lord. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. Why are you then doing what you're doing? Tie it up. God is able to give us that wisdom, and that will see us through on this journey. God bless you. Again, so much more we can share, but we're at time. God bless you. Again, look for how you can apply these things in your life. Financial Jubilee is just a pattern, but we have everything we need to apply to get to where we want, where God wants us to be in this day and hour. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.